Rand Paul reveals, Matt Damon, share among Hollywood celebrities eligible for taxpayer-funded insurance. By Bradley J. on December 26, 2024. Senator Rand Paul's, RKY, annual Festivus Waste Report released Monday targeted taxpayer-subsidized flood insurance for which some of the most loved, and loathed, celebrities are eligible. The senator's report never disappoints, highlighting absurd and bizarre projects funded by taxpayers, which this year included securing the Paraguayan border, studies on lonely rats and their relationship to cocaine, and various magical projects. This year, with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy leading President-elect Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, the report's many fans are more hopeful than ever for progress eliminating and reforming Paul's favorite targets. Paul took the Senate floor Monday to expose ultra-rich Hollywood celebrities who can get government insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP. Among Paul's targets were A-list movie stars, has-been entertainers, and an 80s pop star. Paul first targeted Nicolas Cage. Boy, that's a nice house, worth $4.2 million in New Orleans. Also eligible for government insurance, Paul told the Senate. Look, I love Nicolas Cage. I'd go to parties at his house too. I would pay to go to see his movies, but I don't think we should buy insurance for his home. If he can get a $4.2 million home, I'll bet you can buy his own insurance, Paul asserted. Paul next targeted an actor perhaps most notorious for being depicted as a slow-witted marionette puppet in Team America, World Police. Matt Damon, he's had a lot of good movies, man, he must be doing great. His place cost $20 million and it's eligible for government insurance too, Paul said. You think Matt Damon would be embarrassed to find out that the government is subsidizing his first $250,000? Shouldn't we all be embarrassed? Paul blasted the failing FIP for losing money, arguing it should be reformed before Congress simply reauthorizes it. The program is $16 billion in the hole, and we want to renew a program without any reforms, just keep doing it. Keeps losing money. Just keep doing the same thing. Maybe Matt Damon can buy his own insurance. The Kentuckian next turned to a former pop icon turned Disney soundtrack contributor. Phil Collins, he made some good music, must have been some great music. His home is worth $40 million in Biscayne Bay, Florida, also eligible for government insurance, Paul said on the Senate floor. Cher, she's been doing well for a long time, Paul said. She has a $42 million place in Miami Beach, also eligible for government insurance. You know, we could go on and on, but the thing is, this doesn't mean we don't like rich people or appreciate their success. I'm all for it. I'm just not for giving them free stuff. Why would we give them subsidized insurance? Paul offered two amendments to establish price caps on the properties insured by NFIP. Homeowners would remain eligible to purchase private flood insurance. Senator John Kennedy, RLA, blocked Paul's unanimous consent requests to pass his amendments to Kennedy's NFIP authorization extension. Kennedy's bill also failed to pass by unanimous consent. The program costs billions of dollars, it's $30, $40, $50 billion in the hole any which way you measure it, Paul said. Why don't we tell rich people to buy your own insurance? NFIP is regulated by FEMA, a notoriously inept government agency. The program's authorization expired December 20, meaning the NFIP cannot sell or renew flood insurance policies. Existing policies will remain in effect until their expiration date. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.